27680.
You're hearing Week on the Web
with your host, Jeff Decker.
Our man in Tel Aviv, aerial view Agosi, outlined Israeli plans to slash $2 billion from defense spending and adjust to the changing face of Middle East warfare. Several Air Force squadrons will go during the next 12 months. But what of plans for the V-22s, refueling tankers, and another squadron of F-35s? Safety editor David Learmount posted a video overview of what is known to date about the fatal Asiana Airlines Boeing 777-200ER crash on landing at San Francisco following an uneventful trip from Seoul. At Hyperbola, we learn that the U.S. missile defense tests are managing a strike rate of less than 50%. No wonder they want to nearly double the number of interceptor missiles based in Alaska. And see a wonderful image of Italy's Luca Parmitano on a repair spacewalk at the International Space Station. Last week, we asked for your thoughts on founder Stelios Haji-Inyaos' criticism of EasyJet's Airbus order. 28% of you said that the board should listen, he's been right before. 16% says he has a point, but should be making it privately. 56% say you don't run the airline now, get over it. And now, the top stories of the week from FlightGlobal.com. Asiana 777-200ER crashes at San Francisco Airport. Flight 214 was arriving on runway 28 left from a 10.5-hour flight from Incheon International Airport near Seoul when the incident that killed at least two people aboard began to unfold. The 7-year-old Pratt & Whitney PW4090-powered aircraft entered final approach at an abnormally low rate of speed at 98 knots, according to FlightAware.com. In an audio clip retrieved from LiveATC.net, the pilot reported nothing unusual as he was cleared to land on the runway that borders the San Francisco Bay. As U.S. investigators interviewed the pilots of Asiana Flight 214, a new picture emerged of a confused and chaotic situation inside the cockpit in the last 16 seconds before the Boeing 777-200ER main landing gear caught the lip of the seawall on the runway threshold at the San Francisco airport. The captain flying, identified by Asiana as Lee Gong-kuk, and the captain instructor, Lee Jong-min, realized as they passed 4,000 feet on approach to runway 28 left that they were slightly high, says Deborah Hertzman, chairman of the National Transportation Safety Board. At that moment, the crew set the vertical speed mode on the visual approach at about 1,500 feet per minute, she says, but that descent rate brought the 777 down too fast. As they passed 500 feet, Lee Jong-min, who was making his debut flight as a 777 instructor, noticed the three glowing red lights on the airport's precision approach path indicator that signaled they were slightly too low, Hirschman says the captain told the NTSB. The instructor told the captain flying to pull up, Hirschman says, at roughly the same time the aircraft yawed off the center line. Amidst this burst of activity, both crew members lost track of the aircraft's perilously slowing speed, with the aircraft climbing slightly to regain altitude, and the engine stuck on idle. At least one of the crew members, Lee Jong-min, believed he was under a fatal misapprehension. Quote, they had set speed at 137 knots, and he assumed the auto throttles were maintaining speed. But the automatic speed protection system, for reasons that are still unclear, did not maintain the aircraft at 137 knots. He went to push the throttles forward, but stated that the other pilot had already pushed the throttles forward, according to Hirschman. Unfortunately, the action was already too late. The aircraft slowed to a speed of 103 knots, then accelerated to 112 knots as the nose crossed the threshold of the runway. But the 777 was still too low, and the main landing gear clipped the edge of the seawall separating runway 28 left from San Francisco Bay.